David Alders. David's Daily Devotional.
It is the Daily Devotional, and how wonderful that you have joined me. A little earlier, I asked you to open your Bible to Romans, the 12th chapter. And today, we're going to take a look at verse 9 and verse 10. Because these two verses are iconic and important. But before we do that, I want you just to have a quick look at verse 2, because it sets up verse 9 and verse 10. Verse 2 says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world." Watch this. "But let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Watch that. That's really important, because oftentimes people will say, you know, it's so difficult to love. It really is. No, it's not. If you take into account this verse right here, you will see. Because you don't have to do anything. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. Watch, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. You don't have to do it. It's not about you. It's about God and what He does for you. Verse 9. Don't just to pretend to love others. Really love them. Don't just pretend to love others, but really love them. You know, I can see through pretense in a heartbeat. I have always been able to do that. I can see through and cut through pretense very easily. And I pray you can too, because it's so important nowadays, in this day and age, with what is going on in the world. We need to cut through all of that rubbish, all of that garbage. We need to cut through all of that, "Oh, I love you, you're lovely, I love you. I love you very much." No, you don't. That's not the way you love. The way you love is to open up your heart and allow your heart to be seen by someone else. Are you hearing me today? Can I hear an amen? The way to love, I believe, is to open up your heart and allow others to see your heart on display. Oh, that's difficult. But it's not. It's not difficult. Because I have just set up the way that it happens. Because you allow God to transform the way you think. And the way you think is what is closing down your heart. The way you perceive, that's what's closing your heart. The experience of life, that is what is closing your heart. You see, quite probably you have been hurt, either by a loved one, by a parent, by two parents, by parents and siblings, by someone you thought was very close, yet all of a sudden you find out they're not close at all. So what do? A defense mechanism kicks in immediately and you shut down your heart. So every time you go to love someone, your love hits a wall and is invisible. Your love hits this huge wall that you have built around your heart. Why? You want to protect it. You want to protect it from infiltration from people that shouldn't be able to get access to your heart. And the Lord would say to you today, let me transform the way you think. Let me smash down that wall that surrounds your heart. Open up your heart so that you can, one, receive my love, and two, you can give out my love. Don't just pretend to love others, says Paul. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Do you hear that word, honor? I believe that word is so, so vital, so important, because oftentimes when we are in relationship with someone else, and it doesn't need to be an intimate relationship, it can be a brotherly relationship, it can be a sisterly relationship, it can just be a genuine love for someone because you love who they are, and that is what we are called to do. You need to honor that person. That means no criticism. Whatever they are doing in their lives, it makes no difference. It makes not a ha'porth of difference, because you are called to love them. And now Paul is saying, love them and honor them with genuine affection. Take delight in honoring each other. And Paul says it's a two-way street. Yes, absolutely it is. But if you honor someone and they are not returning that honor, it's them that lose out. It is them that is missing this whole wonderful thing. They are missing it. They are missing it completely. Why? Because they don't get the benefit. And the benefit is what God is doing in your life. The benefit is that God opens your heart like a flower. And I can see your heart, beloved, right now. I can see it in the Spirit, and it is closed, and it is protected. But I believe Almighty God wants to smash down that wall that surrounds your heart. And He wants to say, let me come in and do a real work in your mind and in your heart. Let me transform the way you think. Stop thinking the way that you are thinking now, because your thinking is wrong. Your thinking needs to be in line with my Spirit, and my Spirit says, love one another. And you can't do that whilst your heart is surrounded by this great brick wall. Transform the way your mind thinks, and you can transform it straight away. And all you've got to do is say, yes, Lord, I want that so desperately. I don't want to be stuck in this rut any longer. I want freedom. Freedom, Lord. I need freedom in my life. And I need you to transform my mind. And I need you to not just take down this wall brick by brick, But, oh God, I want you to kick it down. I want you to smash it down with a bulldozer. And I believe, beloved, at the end of this particular part of Agape Love, part 25, I believe that God is going to do just that. I believe he is going to destroy it. I believe that like a wrecking ball, he's going to come down and smash that wall to pieces, leaving you wide open. And what will happen immediately is you will feel so vulnerable. But don't worry. Because as God smashes down this wall, I pray in Jesus' name that he would protect you with his hedge of protection so that you will not feel vulnerable, one. And two, you will be open to receive his wonderful love as it pours into your heart. And as the Holy Spirit completely changes you, and as the Holy Spirit says, yes, I will come and I will renew your mind. This is a miracle, I tell you. And I can sense you. I can sense the anticipation and I can sense the excitement as this word comes to fruition. Why? Because it's what you've been waiting for, but you have been scared to ask. Beloved, listen to my voice now, because freedom is coming to you. Freedom is coming. Set free from the captivity that you have felt these last years. Oh boy, this is so powerful. When I started this particular part of Agape Love, I had no idea God was going to go here. But this is where he's going. This is where he's going. Because as he transforms the way you think, your life is going to completely change. And I am expecting praise reports. I am expectant. Yes. Yes, when you open up your heart. Yes, when you're vulnerable. Yes, you can be hurt. Yes, of course you can. But would you prefer that to living the way you've been living? As a captive? In prison? I know the answer to that question. I'm going to pray now. I'm going to pray right now in Jesus' name. Let me tell you, I have not finished with this verse. I'm going to revisit this verse on tomorrow's broadcast. But let me pray right now, because something miraculous is about to happen. Heavenly Father, first of all, say yes, that you want this to happen. It has to be your will that you want it to happen. Say yes. Then I'm going to pray. Okay, you've had enough time to say yes, so here goes. Lord God Almighty, I love you and I honor you. And I behold your glory now as I am praying. In Jesus' name, those people that have said that word, Lord, yes, I pray in Jesus' name now, like a bulldozer, you smash down this wall that surrounds them. Smash it down, Father, and allow your love to pour into their lives in a brand new and fantastic way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Yeshua, praise God. Amen and amen.